is my guide, Attar is my guide. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My Murshid has changed millions of lives. The prophetic Sunnah, he is revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen Amma ba'd Fa'audu billahi minash shaytanir rajim Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode of the Silsila, Discourses of Attar. Indeed, there are countless benefits and blessings and rewards for that person who recites abundant durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. There is a beautiful narration, the summary of which is that the Sultan of Makkah and Medina sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, O people, indeed the person to receive quick relief from anxiety and accountability on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited durood and salat upon me in abundance in this world. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all desire quick accountability and not to have any anxiety on the day of judgment. This is one beautiful method we can actually receive these benefits if we follow inshallah ta'ala. Therefore make it our wazifa, make it our incantation that to continuously in abundance recite durood and salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The blessed companion, the Sahabi, Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, Once I was walking alongside the blessed and merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he was wearing a Najrani shawl with thick rough edges. Suddenly, a villager, a Bedouin, got hold of this shawl and he pulled it with such a violent jerk that it left a bruise on the blessed neck of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter this Bedouin, he said, Order that I be given a share from the wealth that Allah azza wa jal has given under your custody. The mercy for the universes. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam turned his focus and attention towards that Bedouin, towards him, and what did he do? He smiled and he ordered that he be given some wealth. Subhanallah. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, have you noticed how our Madani Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, how he treated that Bedouin? Oh, the lovers of the chosen one of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. No matter how hard others may tease you, or how difficult it may be that they hurt your feelings, just try in your heart to forgive them and try to treat them with utmost love and tolerance. The blessed companion, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he has narrated that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam stated, Whoever has three things, Allah azza wa jal will take his account with ease and will enter him into Jannah, into paradise with his rahmah, with his mercy. Then I asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, O Prophet of Allah, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, what are those things? He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, To mend relations with those who try to break off ties with you, to endow those who deprive you, and to forgive those who are unjust towards you. The blessed companion, the Sahabi, Hazrat Sayyidina Ubay bin Ka'ab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has narrated that the Sultan of both worlds, the mercy for the universes, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, whoever prefers that a palace be built for him in Jannah, in paradise, should forgive the person who is unjust to him, who is unjust with him, and give to the one who deprives him, and mend relations with the one who tries to break ties with him. The mercy for the universes, the last, the final prophet, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, said, charity does not lessen the wealth, and if a person forgives someone's mistake, then Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal increases his, that is the forgiver, his honor and respect. Whoever adopts humbleness for Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal elevates his ranks. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The beloved Prophet, Sayyidina Nabi Musa, ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, said, O Allah Azza wa Jal, the Exalted, who is the most dignified one before you, who is the most dignified before you, Ya Allah? Allah Azza wa Jal replied, the one who forgives despite having the ability to take revenge. The blessed companion, the blessed Sahabi, Sayyidina Jarir, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, narrated that the most eminent Prophet, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, stated, whoever is not merciful to others will not receive mercy. Whoever does not forgive will not be forgiven. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Sayyidina Uqba bin Amir radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said that he had the honor to meet the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and he rushed to hold the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's blessed hand. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam also held his hand and said, Uqba, the best manners of the world and the hereafter are that you associate with those who disassociate with you, and forgive those who do injustices to you, and whoever wishes for an extended life, an abundance of rizq, of sustenance, should treat his relatives with kindness. Subhanallah. The Sultan, the King of Madinatul Munawwarah, Zadahullahu sharafan wa ta'zeema, the beloved Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has stated, have mercy on others and you will be showered with mercy and adopt forgiveness, and Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive you. Subhanallah. The beloved companion, the beloved Sahabi, Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has narrated that the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, stated, it will be announced on the day of judgment. It will be announced on the day of judgment, whoever has their reward with Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy, let them stand up and enter Jannah and enter paradise. It will be asked, who has this reward? The announcer will reply, for them who forgive. 10, then thousands of people will stand up and enter Jannah without accountability. Subhanallah. The publishing department of Dawud Islami, Maktabatul Madina, has published a 862-page book entitled Sirat Mustafa, and it is narrated in this book on page 604 to 605, that once during a journey, the respected Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam was asleep. Meanwhile, Ghawrath bin Harith, he took his sword He took Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam's sword and unsheathed it. He took it out of the sheath with the intent to kill Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. When Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam awoke, Ghawrath asked, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, who will save you from me? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, Allah. Upon hearing the voice of Nubuwah, of prophethood, he was taken aback and the sword dropped from his hand. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam then took the sword and he asked him, now who will save you from me? Ghawrath pleadingly implored and requested for his life to be saved. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam let him go and forgave him. When Ghawrath returned to his tribe, he told them that he had returned from a person who is the best person amongst the whole of mankind. Subhanallah. During the Ghazwa of Uhud, Ghazwa is an Arabic term which refers to any battle in which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam himself participated. Ghazwa. So Uhud is one of the major battles that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam participated in. Therefore, during the Ghazwa of Uhud, one of the blessed teeth of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was martyred, was chipped and broken. And his face, his Mubarak and blessed face also was injured, was wounded. But Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said nothing to the people who did this except, Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Allahumma hdi qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never told them anything, but he made this dua to Allah azza wa jal. Then, O Allah azza wa jal, guide my people, for they are unaware of me. Look at his, how merciful the beloved and merciful Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is, who is rahmatan lil alameen, mercy for all the universes. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Labid bin A'asam casted a magical spell on the respected and merciful Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. But the mercy for the universes, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam did not take any revenge upon that person. Furthermore, he also pardoned that Jew who had poisoned him. The mother of the believers, Ummul Mu'mineen, our beloved mother, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqah radiyallahu ta'ala anha, stated that her noble husband, the one bestowed with the Mi'raj, the most beloved of Allah, Azza wa Jalla, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, would neither utter foul language out of habit, nor would he do it as a formality. Neither was he amongst the people who dwell unnecessarily at the marketplace, nor would he return an evil act with evil. He would rather forgive and tolerate. Subhanallah. A person came into the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and said, O Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, how often should we forgive our servants? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam remained silent. Again this person asked, O Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, how often should we forgive our servants? Then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam replied, 70 times a day. Allahu Akbar. 70 times a day. The famous and renowned commentator of the glorious Quran, Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, comments on this hadith that in the Arabic language, the number 70 implies several times or in abundance. Thus, the narration implies that they should be forgiven several times every day. However, one should remember that they should be forgiven only in those situations when their mistakes are unintentional, or their mistakes damage only the personal property of the employer. They should not be forgiven when they make mistakes out of wickedness of their own character, nor when their mistakes are dangerous to Islam or public assets or national interests. Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah gives us some Madani pearls of advice that I wish if only we could develop a passion to abandon anger. To abandon anger for our own ego, like our pious predecessors, our asnaf, who displayed tolerance towards others despite injustices from them. In this context, it is narrated in Hayat-e Ala Hazrat that once a mail was sent to our master, Ala Hazrat, the Imam of the Ahlul Sunnah, Mawlana Ash-Shah, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali. And in this mail, in this letter, it had many profanities in it. Many statements or sentences that were very vulgar. His murids, his disciples, they got very, very angry. And they wanted to file a suit against the people who had mailed these letters. The Imam of the Ahlul Sunnah, Mawlana Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Alihi Rahmatul Rahman. He told them, his disciples, his murideen, he told them, first, distribute gifts amongst those who sent me letters of praise. Then, file a suit against those who wrote these indecent letters. Thereby, he implied that if you do not reward those individuals who praise me, then why do you want to take revenge from the people who have wronged you, who have wronged me? Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, our Bapa Jan, our Shaykh al-Tariqat, our Amir Ahl-Sunnat, the founder of Dawud Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Razwi Ziyai, Tam Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has given us many other Madani pearls of advice which we should try to act upon, because these pearls of advice is full of wisdom for us to get closer to Allah Azza wa Jal, to get closer to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and for preparation and tayyari for our qabr and our akhirah, our grave and hereafter. Amir Ahl-Sunnah, he states that as I write this letter or this risala, I am almost 60 years old. Now a little more years have come. And death, mouth is gradually approaching. Who knows when my eyes will close forever. I implore from the merciful Allah Azza wa Jal for the protection of my iman, of my faith, for peace and tranquility at the time of my death, in the grave and on the day of judgment. Furthermore, I ask for my deliverance without any accountability on the day of judgment and an abode in Jannatul Firdaus, which is the highest level of Jannah, in the neighborhood of my Madani Mustafa Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Furthermore, he says, I have seen various difficulties of this world in my brief life. Plenty of ostentations showing off and lack of sincerity. Plenty of flattering and a lack of loyalty. Just imagine the magnitude of somebody's betrayal, that he kicks out his own parents from his house over a silly issue or an act of dislike, and forgets the millions of favors and acts of kindness of his own parents. Alas, Satan, Shaitan, the outcast, the disgraced, has messed the minds and hearts of people, but still, the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal is there, and millions of Muslims have joined Dawat-e-Islami. As is typical for every large religious organization, that people come and people go. Likewise, Bapa John has said, I have seen some who get discontented and then they have distanced themselves from the Madani movement and environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Thereafter, their irregularities in Islamic practices have also surfaced. Some such discontented Islamic brothers have also formed their own groups. Some have said things against me, against Baba Jan. They have written against me and have opposed the decisions of the central shura, Markazi Majlis Shura of Dawat Islami. Despite this, by the grace of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, up until now, Dawat Islami continues to excel, and thus far, no group is even close to par with Dawat Islami. Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat says, I have served a good part of my life in organizational work as a volunteer. Therefore, in the light of my experiences, I present my Madani will before all Islamic brothers and Islamic sisters for the sole purpose of the betterment of the hereafter. Please remember one thing and hold on to it tightly, that as long as I am alive and even after my death, once you have joined Dawat-e-Islami, do not start a parallel group with a different identity. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this Madani will of our Baba Jan, our Shaykh al-Tariqat, is very brief, but there is much information that is contained. What you have just heard, these few sentences, these few lines, is just the beginning of his Madani will, which is also in the form of a risala, a booklet, called Madani Will of our Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat. In it is contained much advice for the person to create his own will, his own Madani will, if you could say. And we should obtain this booklet, this risala, read it, and also implement it in our lives, that we too will die one day, very soon. We do not know when. Allah and His Rasul knows best when, where, and how. Therefore, try to obtain this, try to act upon the Madani advices, the Madani pearls that are contained within. And inshallah ta'ala, please try to join us on the next episode of the Discourses of Attar, where the detail, in brief, the detail of the Madani will of our Baba Jan will be described, and we can take some Madani lessons from this inshallah ta'ala. Ameen bijahin nabiyyil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide. My murshid has changed millions of lives, the prophetic sunnah he has revived. The leader of the Sunnis, he is our pride. By the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.